state officials will take down the whipping post that stands near the old Sussex courthouse and several modern-day court buildings in Georgetown Wednesday, according to a Delaware Department of State spokesman. It'll move to a state storage facility with the possibility of future display in a museum setting. The action is a response to calls from the community. Rehoboth resident Hunter Harmon started an online petition about the whipping post that had more than 1,400 signatures as of Monday.
To me, the most shocking part of the whipping post itself was the fact that it was used well into the 20th century during the Jim Crow era. Some research that I found was that at least 66% of the men punished there between 1900 and 1945 were black. You know, that was not stated in the plaque itself.
Earlier this month, the city of Wilmington abruptly took down a statue of Christopher Columbus and another of Caesar Rodney, a signer of the Declaration of Independence and a former chief executive of Delaware who owned slaves. Officials say these statues are being stored awaiting community discussions about what to do with them, but have not specified when those conversations will happen. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.